To some scientists, babbling babies are research subjects, a way to answer basic questions about how humans acquire language. Writing in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, researchers report that babies change and improve their babbling sounds in rapid response to affectionate behaviors from their mothers. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
The researchers, led by psychologist Michael Goldstein from Franklin and Marshall College in Pennsylvania, wanted to know whether a baby's social interactions with its mother might influence the kinds of babbling the infant produces.
So we had 30 infants. Their average age was 8 months and 14 days.
And 30 mothers who came in and spent some time in a large playroom full of toys at Goldstein's lab. The mother and infant each got hooked up to microphones.
The infants are actually wearing denim overalls. We bought denim overalls in all these different sizes. And we sewed in a wireless microphone and a transmitter. And the microphone is in a little chest pocket, just sort of sticking out with a little windscreen on it to keep the drool off the microphone.
So Goldstein recorded the babbling of the babies as they played with their mothers to get a baseline standard for the typical babbling of 8-month-olds.
So the infant sounds were kind of creaky, they were nasal, they didn't have very good breath support, and they just didn't have that nice open sound that in a vowel would have as we speak vowels as adults.
Then Goldstein began the critical part of the experiment. He gave special instructions to the mothers.
I tell mom that when her infant vocalizes, to get closer, smile, and touch her baby.
But to say nothing to her baby, no sounds, no words, just come closer, smile, and touch each time her baby babbled.
So wherever the baby was, the mom could show the infant that that vocalization made a difference in her behavior.
And Goldstein reports the effect of mom's affectionate behavior on her infant's babbling was striking.
What we found was that the infants changed the quality of their babbling, and they changed them in a very lawful way. They started making sounds that would belong in a word if they were actually speaking words. And this is what we hear. Nice consonant vowel articulation that's very clean, it's very quick. They were much more adult-like in their acoustic quality.
They need an audience. The babies need an audience.
That's Patricia Kuhl from the University of Washington, a pioneer in infant language development.
And when they have one and they see that their audience is kind of electrified, the adult that's sitting across from them, then they are prompted to do more and better.
And says language researcher Susan Jones from Indiana University, this reciprocal process between baby and mother is something that parents do naturally in response to their baby's beguiling babbles.
That's the beauty of it, that you don't have to worry too much about it, that the system is designed so that if you do what more or less comes naturally, you get all these wonderful payoffs.
The next step is to see if the maturing of the baby's babbling, so quickly shaped by the mother's affectionate behavior, whether it lasts and for how long. Researcher Michael Goldstein is in the process of doing those studies now. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.